with Martin Bester.
So Felicity,
yes,
and Joe, yeah, this might be up your alley. So Uber has now launched its first ever helicopter service to fly customers from their house to the airport.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, so it takes about 8 minutes. It's happening in Manhattan. So they go from Manhattan to JFK. It costs about $200, which, if I'm not mistaken, is about 3,000 rand or so.
Okay.
Somewhere there, yeah.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's too bad, though. I mean, considering the cost of living in America is high, but $200 to be like, I'm going to miss the traffic, especially in New York.
Now, for my understanding, just from Sandton to the south of Joburg, where my grandmother lives, costs almost, what do I say, like 40% of that. So I wouldn't mind getting it there. The only thing that kind of like doesn't sit so lekker with me is the fact that the helicopter is branded Uber, but like Susan Fall, it's black and then it's got Uber written on the side. I mean, wouldn't you just want it to be plain? So it just looks like you're just getting on a helicopter, you know, all fancy, pantsy and stuff. Maar nou gaan almal weet dis 'n Uber.
You know, I don't mind the branding. I'm not going to lie. I mind the cost.
You mind?
I mind the cost a hell of a lot. 3,000 rand for an 8-minute helicopter.
But there's no traffic.
Mm-mm.
45 minutes in traffic to an hour and a half on your way to O.R. Tambo.
I don't think that's worth 3,000.
I don't think I'll do it all the time or ever. But I'm just like, it's a nice idea. It's a nice thing to think about. How much do you think it'll cost here, Joe?
Well, look, I mean, imagine if you were able to do that for the Durban July, to be like, oh, I'm going to take an Uber from, from the race course to what's the Durban airport called?
King Shaka.
Yeah, King Shaka. Imagine if you could do that.
Isn't that what Tamizi did, though, anyway?
He has done that.
Really?
He has done that. Yeah. Okay, so we are behind, and Tamizi is ahead in time. Anyway, Felicity, I think the reason you're complaining about the cost is because you're a parent.
That's right.
And something I saw about parents on social media yesterday. So there is this new thing called a gender reveal. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. So it's not a baby shower. It's another party. It's a gender reveal. And this one went horribly wrong. It's a car. And they put the powder, a certain color powder, into the exhaust pipe. When the car started, it was supposed to show the reveal of the baby. So to call me blow puyer 8.
Yeah.
But then what went wrong and what happened 30 seconds later was the car then burst into flames and went spinning and flying across the street. I'm asking here, is it necessary in the year of our Lord 2019 to be having a gender reveal?
I just want to say that when you do find out that you're pregnant, often things do burst into flame.
Because think about it, you have to now pay for a baby shower, you have to get a wedding gift for someone, you have to get a gift for the mother, and now you have to have a gender reveal party where you also have to then pay for that.
Yeah, but then also, I think with that one, the fact that the car burst into flames shows that the baby is going to be fabulous. Going to be a flaming, fabulous baby.
Listen.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochtend is een vrij lekker ochtend.
6 to 9 weekdays on Jacaranda FM.